All right, good evening, everyone. We will begin or continue learning our Ramban. The last piece of the Ramban, the last Ramban in Parshas Bor, is one of the most famous Rambans in all of his commentary in Chumash, a very, very lengthy piece in which he addresses the most fundamental issues of all of creation, as well as all of the mitzvahs that we do. It deserves much more than the few moments that we have, but we'll do as best we can as he begins, Ata Omer Loch Klal B'ta Mitzvos Rabos. Let me share with you, he says, the reasoning, the understanding of why it is that we have so many different mitzvahs. And he explains that from the very beginning of creation, there were three different types of heretical beliefs in regards to the role that Hashem plays in the world. And he expresses there were those who believed that there is never such a thing as a creator, that the world just always existed. There were those who believed that there was once a creator, but then that creator sort of disappeared from existence or doesn't pay attention, or that even if that creator still knows what's going on, is unable to do anything about that which is going on. All these different ideals about what role, if there is such a role, these heretics could have in the world. And the Ramban says, what's the counter to all of these ideas that have these beliefs that there's no such thing as a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world? Says the Ramban, a ois or a mofes, a wonder, a miracle, such an act that is brought about that changes the way of the nature of the world, that totally upends that which we think should be, that's a expression of godliness in the world. And when that comes about, when it was predicted by a prophet who said, this is how it's going to happen, this is when it's going to happen, this is where it's going to happen, then in those moments you have, in those expressions of those miracles, the answer to any type of heretical belief that might be out there, look, there's a creator. It's clear that he created out of nothing the world because he continues to manipulate it till today. And that's why the Ramban says all the miracles of Mitzrayim, the makos, the plagues, the splitting of the sea, so many times the Torah says, Leman teda ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. The Torah tells us why. Hashem says to Moshe to tell Paro why I'm doing this. That you should know it is me in the midst of the land. That I control the land. Leman teda ki la Hashem ha'aretz. I created the world. Bavor teda ki ain kamoni. There's nobody like me in the whole world. I have every ability, as I want, when I want, to change everything that can happen, to establish the emunas habore uvetorah kula, the emuna, the truth, the faith, the trust, the belief in Hashem and in His Torah. And says the Ramban, va'avur ki Hashem lo yase os umofes b'chol dor le'enei kol rasha o kofer. Hashem is not going to do that every generation for every Tom, Dick, or Harry who gets up there and says, I don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't think that there was a creator. So it's not going to happen that every single person who says that throughout history, all of a sudden there's going to be a splitting of the sea. All of a sudden there's going to be a plague of frogs upon him and on his house. It doesn't work that way. Hashem revealed himself in Mitzrayim. Therefore, Yitzave Osanu, he commanded us that there should be a Zikaron Tamid. There should be a constant reminder, Le'einenu, Le'vneinu, U'Le'vnei V'neinu, for us, our children, our grandchildren, and their grandchildren, Ador Acharon, every generation, to remind ourselves of this event because of its significance. And that's why you find the severe penalty for violation of the mitzvah surrounding Pesach. For example, eating chametz is chayev karis, not bringing a carbon Pesach is chayev karis. It's so severe because that which we're accomplishing through the mitzvahs of Pesach is establishing the fundamental belief that we have in the idea of a creator who continues to run, direct, and control the world in which we live. And that's why, says the Ramban, Yimtza mitzvos rabos zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim. So many mitzvos throughout the year where we'll say our zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim. Hakol lios lanu b'chol adoros. It's that it should be for us throughout every generation. Edus b'moftim shelo yishakhu. They should never be forgotten. There should never be a pischon peh, the opening of a kofer of anyone to be a heretic and to deny emuna in Hashem. All the mitzvahs of Yetzias Mitzrayim are that way. And that's why not just mitzvahs of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so many mitzvahs of mezuzah and other mitzvahs that we have are to remind us, he says, in the language of the Rambam, a person spends a few dollars on a mezuzah and puts it up on his door, he has already acknowledged chidush ha'olam, the creation out of nothing of the world, that Hashem knows everything goes on in the world, controls everything goes on in the world, concept of prophecy. Hey, I mean, in all foundations of the Torah, just by putting a mezuzah up on your door, a Jew establishes and declares, I believe in all of that, and that's why I am doing this. And in fact, the Ramban says, that's why all mitzvahs are indeed like that. And the Torah says you should be zohir b'mitzvah kala kivachamur. You should be just as careful on what we call a light mitzvah as the more severe ones, because all of them are chamuros, are so significant, and chavivos me'od, are so dear and so special. Shekol sha'a odemoide behem le'elokav. Every moment that a person's involved in any mitzvah, he's acknowledging his creator who created the world, continues to run and direct the world. And says the Ramban, that is the Kavana of all mitzvahs, that we should acknowledge there is a creator. Every time we do a mitzvah, we are saying, I believe. We're fulfilling that mitzvah tzmini, the constant mitzvah of belief in Hashem. And the Ramban then establishes this classic line, Vehi kavanas hayitzira. And that is the idea of the entire purpose of creation. Shein lanu tamach, we have no other understanding of why Hashem created the world other than Sheyeda ha'adam, that a person should know, v'yoda le'elokav shebaro, and acknowledge Hashem that He created. That's the purpose of creation, that a Jew says, I believe in you, and I acknowledge that you created me and this entire world. And when we do a mitzvah, that's what we're stating. Just by doing the mitzvah, we're stating our belief in Hashem, and that's the purpose of all of creation. And then he adds a beautiful line. And the reason why we have a concept of tefillah and tefillah berabim in a shul is that there should be a makom yiskabtsu v'yodu le'el shibaram. We should have a gathering place where we come together and say, v'yomru lefanav briosecha anachnu. We are your creations. Every shul exists so that Jews can gather and as one say, we are your creations. Meaning, you are the creator and we are here to acknowledge that. And then from the big miracles that we acknowledge throughout the mitzvahs of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person comes to recognize even the small things in life, everything is a miracle, everything is controlled by Hashem, and everything that exists, there's no such thing as nature, it's because Hashem wants it that way, and that is what it is that we are accomplishing with all of the mitzvahs of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the small, the big, all of them, to fulfill the purpose of creation, and to say, Briosecha Anu, we are your creations that you have created, and acknowledge you as the creator.